fact, the freezing cold weather did not stop many people in Toronto from coming out to mark the second anniversary of the horror inflicted on the besieged people of the Gaza Strip by Israel. They felt it's important for people to know the siege has not, in fact, been lifted. They also feel it's important for people to know it can be.
The siege of Gaza will be broken through the efforts of people all around the world.
If a lot of us stand up and speak for truth and reality, and we see what's happening, so if we speak up about it, I think that would make a difference.
Several international groups have attempted, with much difficulty, during the past 2 years, to break the siege of Gaza by sea and land. In May, a Turkish flotilla bound for Gaza was attacked by the Israeli Navy in international waters, with 9 passengers shot and killed at near range. To make matters worse, half of Gaza's infrastructure has been destroyed and remains unrepaired as a result of the Israeli blockade, which bans the entry of building materials.
What is your army still doing there? Why are you banning food and aid to come into Gaza? Why did you attack the ships that got into Gaza? They did not attack the Israeli army.
Palestine stands for a spirit that's fighting for justice and equality, against racism, against ethnic cleansing, against slow genocide, against starvation, against poverty.
According to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Occupied Palestinian Territory, this year, 62 Palestinians, including at least 22 civilians and one foreign national, have been killed.
The Free Gaza Movement in Canada has organized a Canadian aid boat to Gaza, set to sail in the spring of 2011. They have already collected $125,000 in donations. However, there has been an enormous amount of effort from opposing groups to block any further funds for the aid mission. Zara Jamal, Press TV, Toronto.